Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. Good, good. Thank you very much. If you have your Bibles taken, open it anywhere. It's all good. I'm just checking to make sure you're awake tonight. And take your Bibles, if you would, open to 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. It is an honor to be here. And Pastor Wells, thank you so very much for allowing me to come, and my wife. And we had the privilege to be here 2 years ago as missionaries. And I had known of Brother Doug Marco Jr. Of course, I know his dad, Senior, but I had known of Junior, or Dougie, as some call him. And next time he's through, just call him Dougie, all right? And it was here that I got the opportunity to finally meet him and get to know him, and thank the Lord for that. And it is from here that he and I have developed a friendship, and I'm looking forward to how God is using us to partner together for some things in the Philippines. And I use that as an introduction, a springboard into talking to you a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight. You were given a faith promise commitment card. And Pastor Wells said, you turn that in anytime you want to. Now, if you do, I would ask that you please continue to pray, because I would hope that I'm coming for the Lord to use me to speak to you through His Word about our part. By the way, if you turn one of these in tonight, you can up your commitment. Usually the pastoral staff says amen, especially the finance guy, right? Yeah, amen. And because the reality is you need to spend time in prayer. It needs to be God directing you. And I'll explain what I mean by that as we get into the Scripture. But if you found 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, look with me, if you would, down to verse number 15. The Apostle Paul is ending his writing to the church at Corinth, and he says, I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it, the house of Stephanas, is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they, the house of Stephanas, notice this phrase, have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. If you underline in your Bible, underline that, the ministry of the saints. I will explain that in just a moment. Verse 16, that ye submit yourselves unto such, or those who are like the house of Stephanas, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunus and Achaeus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. In other words, he's saying, recognize that there are other people like the house of Stephanas that have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. And the reality is this whole week is about challenging you, not just in your financial commitment, although that is part of it, but is in challenging you to ask you, are you going to be addicted to the ministry of the saints? And so I want to speak to you tonight about that. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would help me now to use your word. And Lord, it is your word. Your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So Father, use your word tonight to challenge us in this area of faith promise. Lord, this area of being addicted to the ministry of the saints. And Father, please help us to seek your face and find out what you would have us to do. Lord, what can you do through us and not just with us? Father, please help us to yield ourselves to you and ask for your direction, and we'll be careful to give you the honor and the glory for what's accomplished. In your name we ask. Amen. You know, I'm originally from Georgia. Amen. And now down south, y'all are Texans, right? This is down south. Down south, you're either a saint or you ain't. Y'all know what I mean? But the reality is we joke about that in the South. But if you look up the word saint in the New Testament, you find it's listed 62 times. And most of those 62 times it is in the New Testament, it is in reference to those who are scattered abroad preaching the word. Matter of fact, the first time you find reference of it in the New Testament is in Matthew 27 at the crucifixion, where the Lord gave up the ghost, and the Bible says many of the saints that were in the graves, they came up out of the graves and they walked around the city. Could you imagine that? The temple rent in twain and the graves open and out came the saints and they're walking around. I mean, you imagine some of them, if Lazarus stank after 4 days, can you imagine what that would have been like? And y'all bear with me. I have ADD most of the time. But you know, you ever stop and think, the Bible says it's appointed unto a man once to die. So those saints died once, and then at the crucifixion, they resurrected, and they're walking around the city. You ever think they had to die twice? Or you think maybe they might still be walking around Jerusalem somewhere? I won't make any references to television, but could you stop and think about that? But I say all that because this whole week I'm going to make reference to the saints. Who am I talking about? I'm making the application that is the missionaries, because they have to get to a point that they die to themselves and live unto Christ. That is what resurrection is. And in so doing, they are doing something that God has asked them to do, and they have died to self, living under Christ, and they are scattered abroad preaching the word. You do expect your missionaries to preach the gospel, do you not? Then you understand that we have a responsibility, just as the house of Stephanus, who was of the first fruits. That meant that they were some of the first ones that got saved in Achaia, from Corinth. Achaia is to the west in Greece. And so I don't know who was sent out to Achaia. I don't know who reached them. We know in Acts chapter number 18 that there were those there, Paul and others, that were there preaching the gospel. But we understand that they were the first fruits. They were some of the first ones that got saved when the gospel was preached in Achaia. You know, let me ask you a question. Are you saved tonight? Oh man, this is a Baptist church. Y'all got a good response to that. Y'all believe in being saved. Amen? Then you understand someone was instrumental in sharing the gospel with you. Now, does that person hold a special place in your heart? Yeah. And in the house of Stephanus, the Apostle Paul had a special place in their heart because they were some of the first fruits of Achaia. And so because the gospel came to them and they were so thankful that they were saved, they addicted themselves to the ministry of those that were scattered abroad preaching the word, getting the gospel to the regions beyond Achaia and the house of Stephanus. Now, are you thankful that you're saved tonight? Then understand and realize, as we are thankful for the fact that we are saved and we are thankful for God using someone to bring the gospel to us, we have a part in addicting ourselves to the ministry of the saints to help them get the gospel in the regions beyond who we are. I told you that about meeting Brother Marco Jr. here. I decided after that conference that I liked him, and the Lord knit our hearts together, and I have addicted myself to the ministry of Douglas Marco Jr. Matter of fact, I have addicted myself to the ministry of Brother Denton Bell. I happen to like him. Y'all don't tell him that, though, all right? I don't want him to get the big hell. But you understand and realize we all have those that we like, right? And so we're going to decide this week, are we going to addict ourselves? Normally we think of addictions as a bad thing. But when it comes to being addicted to the ministry of the saints, those who are scattered abroad, going everywhere, preaching the word, it is a good thing. Amen. Amen. And so to understand that tonight, I want you to look at the beginning of the chapter, because the Apostle Paul writes at the end of the chapter about an example of someone that addicted themselves to the ministry. But at the beginning of the chapter, he gave them a way in which they could be a part of being addicted to the ministry of the saints. And Brother Butler, if I could get you, I need that plate right back there, please. I need to use that as a prop this evening. A visual illustration for the kids and the seniors like myself that have ADD. Amen. But look with me, if you would, in verse number 1, the Apostle Paul, thank you, sir, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Corinth. Now, this is the most carnal Christian church in the New Testament age, right? So that means we're not like Corinth. Would you agree? I've yet to find a church around the world that identifies, Brother Bell, as like the church at Corinth. Most of us say, no, we're not as carnal as Corinth. Good, then if the most carnal church in the New Testament can get this truth, so can you. Amen. And he says in verse number 1, now concerning the, what's the next word? Collection. That is the only time we will ever find this word in our King James Bible. We do believe in the King James Bible, right? Now concerning the collection. For the whom? For the saints. This is not something for the church. This is for the saints. He says, now concerning the collection. He is not talking about the tithe. Malachi, God had a controversy with Israel, and he says, you've robbed me. And Israel said, wherein have we robbed thee? And God said, in tithes and, thank you for whoever said that, offerings. The Bible does not say tithes or offerings. It says tithes and offerings. You understand? Tithe and offering is different. And the Bible says here, Paul says, now concerning the collection, this is not a tithe plate. This is an offering plate or a collection plate. I'll illustrate what I mean. This is my wallet, right? And Brother Bell found my wallet on the ground earlier, and he says, Brother Hall, I have a gift for you. Now, let me ask you a question. Whose wallet is this? So did he have a gift for me? No, all he did was give back to me that which is rightfully mine. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 27, the tithe is the Lord's. You don't give the tithe, you give back the tithe, that which is rightfully God, to Him. Amen. And so we don't give, if you say, well, I tithe, Brother Hall, you've not yet begun to give then. All you're doing is giving back to God that which is rightfully His. And God says, you've robbed me in tithes and offerings. Now look at me, y'all, if y'all have a hard time with this, by the way, there's homework. Everybody here and those listening, they're going to tune in tomorrow night. I need you to read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 at least 3 times between now and tomorrow night. It will help you with the quiz that comes later. No pop quiz tonight, but there will be a quiz tomorrow. All the kids are looking at me like, what? But you've got to understand, we've got to understand tithes and offerings. And Paul says now concerning the collection or the offering, not for the church. Malachi says, God said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in what? Mine house. The storehouse in the New Testament is the local New Testament church. That is God's house, right? And so the tithe goes to help keep the lights on. It helps to take care of the padded pews. Aren't you thankful for padded pews? Amen. Amen. Either that or you can go to Nigeria. Hey, by the way, Brother Mark Holmes sends greetings to your church. He greatly appreciates and loves y'all. I was just with him 2.5 weeks ago. Amen. And so, padded pews are nice. All right. And so Paul says now concerning the collection, the offering, not for the church. This is for the saints. Who are the saints? They are those that are scattered abroad, preaching the word everywhere. Amen. And so he says now concerning the collection for the saints. Notice the next phrase. He says, as I've given order to the churches of Galatia. All right, do you have your Bible in 1 Corinthians? Would you turn over to Galatians with me? Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter number 6. I want you to see it. Now, Paul says, as I've given order to the churches of Galatia. The next phrase he says, even so do ye. And Galatians chapter number 6. All of us know Galatians 6:7, do we not? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We understand the law of sowing and reaping, do we not? We reap what we sow. We reap later than we sow. We reap more than we sow. All right? And so we understand the laws of sowing and reaping. Would you look in verse number 6 with me? Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate. See that word communicate? It means share with or share unto him that teacheth and all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so we have a responsibility to share in all good things those that are going to preach the word of God, right? That's what Galatians 6:6 and 6:7 says. God says, don't be deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered himself. You know, God gave me that verse before I stepped out of the pastorate, because for 12 years I'd watered a lot of missionaries. And it was a completely different than when I worked for a Fortune 100 company and I left research and development to go into the ministry. I had a little bit of a nest egg from working in corporate. But after 12 years in the pastorate and 4 daughters, there was no nest egg. I stepped out from the pastorate into missions with no guaranteed paycheck. But God says, you've watered a lot of people. You'll be watered yourself as well. You know why? Because I believe in the word of God. And Galatians 6:7 says that I will reap what I sow. I will reap after I sow. I will reap more than I sow. And I will reap what I sow. Now, do you get taught in the word of God? Brother Grosso, am I pronouncing that correct? He is going to go teach and preach the word of God in Haiti. Have you ever been to Haiti? And I love what his video said. And I thank God that it said it in the video, because now I don't feel bad about re-saying it. That Haiti is just one step towards hell. And if you've ever been to Haiti, you know how true that statement is. And you look and realize everything that was said about Haiti, how true it is, and then some. I hate to break this to you, but most of us here in this room, we would stand out in Haiti. Amen. And so you look and say, well, I could go somewhere where I could stand out, or I could help him to go where he doesn't stand out. And by the way, he's going to do a better job at reaching his people than we would. I'll illustrate what I mean. We are in Texas, right? Could you imagine if someone from Massachusetts came to Mesquite to plant a church and knocked on your door and said, hi, I'm Curtis from Massachusetts, from Boston. How quickly would you gravitate toward someone like that? Huh? Y'all are laughing. But now wait a minute, that's what every single one of our missionaries face when they go to a foreign field. Because they're not from there, and they're going there, and they're trying to establish a work for God. And yet we have an ability to have a part in it. And so my question to you is, are we going to be addicted to the ministry of the saints? Huh? Then you have a part in that. A part in the collection for the saints. That is what this is about, the collection for the saints. On the back of your booklet that was given was the goal. You know what that's about? The collection for the saints. Why is that? Why would we do that? Because we've addicted ourselves to the ministry of the saints. Do you read the prayer letters? I read his prayer letters. I reread his prayer letters. I'm looking to see if he's grammatically correct. Y'all laugh at that, but my wife rereads my prayer letter and says, you misspelled this. I said, oh, for the umpteenth dozen times, just write our prayer letters for me. Amen. But notice what he says, as I've given order to the churches of Galatia, even so. Do you remember, you see that, even so? All right, kids, let me ask you a question. How many of you are in math in school? How many of you in math? All right, those of you that are in math, how many of you know the alligator? Greater than, less than, and what's the other one? Equal to. Thank you very much. Young people, anytime you see the phrase even as or even so in Scripture, that is like saying equal to. Paul is saying if it's good enough for the churches in Galatia, it's good enough for the church at Corinth. Hey, listen to me, Parkside Baptist Church, if it's good enough for the churches in Galatia and it's good enough for the churches in Corinth, it's good enough for Parkside Baptist Church. Y'all told me earlier you weren't as carnal as Corinth. That means that this collection for the saints, if it was good enough for them, it's good enough for us. Amen. God's no respecter of persons. Notice what he says. As I've given order to the churches of Galatia, even so, or equal to, do ye. Notice verse number 2. Verse number 2, he says, upon the what day? First day of the week. Now, young people, help me out. I'm from Georgia. I'm a little slow. What's the first day of the week?
Sunday.
That's a trick question because some people say Monday. It is not Monday. It is Sunday. Amen. Guess what Sunday is? It's the Lord's Day. And so when should we take part in this collection for the saints? Hey, by the way, I told you this is not a tithe plate, right? You owe the tithe whether you come to church or not. You're looking at the worst attending member of Colonial Baptist Church in Rogers, Arkansas. I thank God for online giving. Amen. So does our financial secretary at our church. Yeah, amen. You know why? Because there is always an online gift, offering, whatever Miss Hall does, she takes care of the finances because I have ADD. And so, but upon the first day of the week. That's why you ought to be in church on Sunday. Not just because you don't want to forsake the assembling of yourselves, but it gives you the opportunity upon the first day of the week to say, you know what? I'm going to be a part of this collection for the saints. And when you put it in, stop and think about some of the saints you're helping to support. Yeah. You stop and think about some of them. Our former pastor, he's retired now. He did a thing one year where it was adopt a missionary. Your bulletin tells about $17.50 is what it takes to support a week to support a missionary. Hey, go pick out a missionary. You put it in and say, that's my saint. I've addicted myself to their ministry. I'll keep up with it. I'm a missionary, but I keep up with some of our missionaries that we support, and I keep some up with some that we don't support. Sorry, Brother Denton. Why? Because I've addicted myself to the ministry of the saints, and I take part in it every week in a collection upon the first day of the week, right? That's what it says. Look at verse number 2. Who's excluded? Who's excluded? Wait, we believe this is the Bible, right? This is God's words, right? Not man's words, these are God's words. So some of you are sitting out there going, I don't know if I'm going to be a part of that. Would you look at what God said in His Word? It is inspired and preserved, right? Y'all do see it in black and white? Okay, so don't get mad at me later after the service. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you. Who's that exclude? Nobody. Some of you don't like this. It's not my words. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at Pastor Wells. It's not my words. You ever seen something in the Bible you didn't like? Yes, some of you are looking at it tonight. Huh. I'll be transparent. There's times I see things like, oh, Lord, I wish I hadn't have seen that. But now we have. And now we're accountable. Now we're, you know, it's not the Bible I don't know that bothers me. It's the Bible I do know that bothers me. And you understand, the Bible's not everything God knows. The Bible's everything God wants us to know. And so God wants us to know that we ought to be addicted. He said, acknowledge such as such. He said, submit yourselves unto such. Twice at the end of the chapter, God, through the Apostle Paul, says, listen, you ought to acknowledge and submit yourselves to those and realize you ought to be like the house of Stephanus. Amen. How do you do that? Take part in the collection. By the way, I don't have time to go into all the other things that the house of Stephanus did, but you go back and study it out. You see they refreshed them, they aided them, they took care of them, they encouraged them. But upon the first day of the week, verse 2, let every one of you. You know, Pastor Wells, I knew a guy that so believed this so much that he used to tape a quarter. He had babies, his babies, when they were babies, he taped a quarter to the heel of his baby's barefoot or shoe and would write on the tape, missions. Because the Bible says, let every one of you. And he says, I want my children from the nursery to adulthood to know that God says every one of us ought to be a part in this. Look at me, young people. Young people can be a part of this as well. You're part of every one of them. You figure out a way, pray and ask what God would have you to do. And then you figure it out. I was just told recently of a girl that had made a commitment. She was about 9 or 10 years of age, and a friend of mine came to their church to preach, and she was said, sir, would you like to buy some cupcakes? Well, how much are they? $1 a piece. Her dad was a friend of the preacher friend of mine, and he says, well, sure, I'll take a couple. And then he found out why she was selling the cupcakes, because she made a faith promise commitment. He went and told her, he said, I'll take 12 cupcakes. You know, God takes care of us. What will God give through you that he won't give to you? Because you've addicted yourself to the ministry of the saints. You've addicted yourself to someone who is going abroad, being spread abroad, taking the gospel. You know why you addict yourself? Because you remember the person that came and brought the gospel to you. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store. I don't have time to go into it. I need to close. But that is in reference back to Malachi, to the storehouse, that we ought to set it aside in the storehouse. Your best giving can be done for the saints through the church. It is not to the church, but it should be through the church. Amen. And I'll close with this. As God hath prospered him. You're going to have to sit down, spend time with God, and determine, God, how have you prospered me? How have you prospered me? And then ask yourself, how addicted do I want to be? And to answer that question, you've got to stop and ask yourself, how thankful am I that someone brought the gospel to me? And so I want to addict myself to the ministry of someone who is getting the gospel abroad to the regions beyond me. So I want to be a part of it. You'll be challenged this whole week. Homework, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. That's where we'll pick up tomorrow night. And I will show you our part more so in it. This is the first epistle to the church at Corinth. I think they wrote back to the Apostle Paul and said, at the end of your letter, you wrote some things. Could you expound upon that? Because Paul takes chapter 8, chapter 9, and I can show you faith promise in chapter 10, and even more so, our part beyond the finances in chapter 11. I think Paul gave at least 3 chapters to expounding upon this collection for the saints, because we're addicted to the ministry
of the saints. How addicted are you going to be at the end of this week? Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd take the message. You'd use it, Lord, to help us this evening as we kick off the missions conference. Lord, help us to see and understand the truths from your word. Lord, everything that I tried to point out was right there in your word. And so, Father, please, I pray you'd help us tonight. Help us to begin seeking your face as to what you would have us to do. Lord, may we ask ourselves, how thankful are we for someone bringing the gospel to us? Lord, especially if someone's here and they're a first-generation Christian. Lord, the house of Stephanus was of the first fruits in that region of Achaia, and how thankful they were. So, Father, please help us now tonight to do business with you and begin to seek your face. And again, Lord, we'll give you the honor and the glory, for we ask it in your precious name. Pastor, would you come?